podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRate.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany. And as of today, today is 18th of February, we are the world's first 24/7 internet radio station dedicated to startups and tech companies. Check your preferred way to consume internet radio station and ask or look for StartupRate.io. An Alexa skill will be out soon as well. And I do have here, so to say, an expert in media cooperation with Hamburg startups. We do have Heinz from the Hamburg-based startup Convoy here with us. But actually, welcome, Heinz. And you are actually a Frankfurt boy, right?
Yes, originally from Frankfurt and now, for longer in Hamburg.
Oh, I can totally see that that Hamburg has also its charms as well as Frankfurt. I've been stalking you on LinkedIn, and as always, everybody who would like to learn a little bit more about you or reach out to you directly, you can go down here in the show notes. There is a link to your LinkedIn profile, and there one can see that you really traveled the world, so to say. You studied in beautiful Milano, you've been a sales intern in India and a research assistant at Fraunhofer Institute, and then what really surprised me was in times of Corona in October 2020, you set up Convoy. That is really interesting. So can you take us a little bit on the journey that actually took you there? First, most important question, how was the food in Milano?
Obviously amazing. So I spent several months there and had a great time. Great food, great culture, and actually the weather way better than in Hamburg.
I remember vividly from my time in Milano that at one point of the city you can see the ocean. Almost. But on the other side, you can totally see the Alps. It's a very amazing city, totally worth a trip. And how did you get from there to being an intern in India? Because that's quite a distance and almost half across the world. So tell us a little bit about the story.
Yeah, I guess it's a longer story. So India is already several years ago, and was part of my bachelor's practical training. And I had a chance, so I had a contact in India. And yeah, my decision was more focused on, get to know this country, because I heard so much interesting things about it. And yeah, then I had the chance, I took it, and then I spent some time there. And I have to say, like 3 months, in India, changed definitely my view about many things. So it was a great experience at that time. In the end, a big turn also to other stages.
Yes. Honestly, I've never been to India, but it's also on my bucket list, like after Corona. And I think when you said many things in your worldview have changed when you've been to India, I thought, yeah, okay, a lot about software, and also you'll be now able to eat really spicy food, right?
Yes, I practiced a lot, and so I would say I more or less became a real Indian eating food properly. And you have to say that after a while, this all goes back. So the level, I would say, normalized German level.
I see. And actually from there, it took you to be a research assistant for Fraunhofer. We may add that Fraunhofer is one of the many institutes of research in Germany, more applied research. So from studying in Milano, enjoying the Italian lifestyle, to being an intern in India selling software, to being in a well-regarded international research institution as research assistant. how did this happen?
Yeah, the point is, like, as you did, like, stalking my LinkedIn page shows that I'm a person interested in many things. And actually, there's maybe no real focus. The great thing is, at that time, I was really interested in 3D printing, and I wrote my bachelor thesis about a salt-based 3D printing technology, where the Fraunhofer Institute developed on. And I, at that time, I was really interested in that, and I got some different knowledge there. So there was always kind of a change, I would say.
I see. Very interesting stuff. And you've been selling software. You've been 3D printing with salts. That is quite interesting. And how did this lead to a logistics startup called Convoy?
Yeah, this actually a new turn, I would say. Once I started studying in Hamburg, I got to know to my now co-founder Alexander Jagiello, and he's a logistics expert. So we started talking about one time setting our own business together, and then we brought a lot of ideas and his expertise in logistics was really the start, I would say, to talk more and more about it. And right now the outcome is Convoy.
How did you develop this idea? Recently, it appears that developing startup ideas, at least from my interview guests, always involves friends and a lot of wine. Was it the same case?
Yes, Alex and me were friends before, and we were also drinking before together. The funny thing is that it obviously helps, like, discussing things. And I also have to say it's over time. So we kept talking and talking over the months and years. And it says officially that we are founded in October 2020. But obviously the idea is in our heads for about 2 years now.
We've always talked about Convoy and the idea. Can you now spill it out what it is? Because our audience is actually, I do believe, at least a little bit excited, a little bit curious about what you guys are doing.
Of course. So at Convoy, we are developing a theft prevention system for parked trucks. There's a real problem of thefts in German trucks, on the German Autobahn and so on. The parking spots are really rare sometimes, so due to high traffic, the whole situation is complicated, and there's no real chance for securing. And on the other hand, they are actually it's organized crime. And the real problem is there is no preventive solution in the market which stops before something happens to the truck. And that's what we want to do. We want to be preventive and want to know right before a theft will happen.
So let's first take a little bit step back, because two-thirds of the audience have most likely never been to Germany. So let's do a little bit explaining. You may know the German Autobahn, and you can drive as fast as you want in some parts, as long as you're not driving a truck. But the truck drivers, they have a very tough life, because they have to stick to certain rest periods, and those rest periods they spend at big parking lots where they just drive off the Autobahn, rest there, they sleep a little bit. As I say, a little bit, it's not a lot. And then they drive again. So I assume you're referring to those big parking lots where just another big truck pulls up at night, opens the truck, and then just unloads and reloads their own truck, and they're gone when the driver wakes up.
Absolutely correct. So we have, I would say, several problems. On the one hand, we have the organized crime situation. We have the problem of parking, and that there are actually not enough parking lots next to the highway. And then also the combination of an industry which is under pressure. It's not like maintaining or improving the situations in general. This is a general problem we want to touch with Conway.
So what are you guys actually offering? Is it like a physical product? Is it like a software? Is it a forecast service?
Our solution will be a hardware and software solution, may include several services. Right now, we are developing the sensor system, which will help us to detect the thieves. And later on, obviously, the vision is to go in deep into predictive analytics and to create heat maps, analyze situations on different parking lots and so on. So I can really promise that we can create a lot of value to different parts or different players in that industry.
As you talked about heat maps, my first thought would be, the police would be surely interested in that one. But I totally do understand that some secrecy is always helpful if you are providing security equipment. But can you tell us a little bit about the sensors and what stuff you're doing, if it's actually attached to the trailer or the truck or both, and how long it may take? I mean, there are a lot of logistics startups and people, entrepreneurs out there listening to us, so that they can at least think if in any way their tool, their offering, could be combined with yours.
Yeah, so right now, as we are quite early in the process, we are testing several technologies and also with customers or potential customers. So right now we are also searching for trucking companies in Germany which are innovative and want to develop the system together with us. So we need kind of specific problem input and what are the customer needs precisely. And building up on that, we can test our technologies. So it's different. We are not focusing on one technology. So for example, we are using radar sensors, we are also using ultrasonic to actually find the best solution. And the best solution means getting a fast MVP, so minimum viable product, ready with the customers, and also thinking about the long-term sustainable solution and obviously more complex solution, maybe built with radar sensors.
I see. When you talked about ultrasound, that was one of my thoughts, because you may experience a lot of problems with like false alarms with all the animals crawling around on those parking lots, so you can actually scare them away at least a little bit, because I would assume some cats, some whatever, squirrels or something, they would be always present in those parking lots because they're usually surrounded by woods.
Absolutely. So the game changer will be to detect moving patterns of people and to make differences to normal human beings and also animals visible. That is really important. That needs a lot of training. So training data and also simulations. And this is what we are working hard on.
I see. We may add for the people out there who are just listening to this that there are truck parking lots out there where drivers, if they find one, can actually take a rest. Thing is, but they're very close to each other, so it's not like you have one truck on a hill and you can survey everything around it, but it's basically very limited, the space around you that you can actually survey and look at, and actually a very, very low distance that you actually have as a warning area.
Yeah, we are focusing on a really short distance. That on the one thing is definitely the positive aspect, that we can be really precise and the false alarms can be reduced by that. On the negative hand side, yes, we have to be like really fast. Our algorithms have to be classifying potential thieves. Really fast too. And that is, it's a big challenge. We are focusing there. But we are definitely on our way to get this ready.
So basically, your core product that is not ready for shipping yet will be something like a little computer, a little program inside the board computer or the trucks that recognizes the input from the sensors, of which some you may add, some you may build, and then altogether you'll increase the security, at least of the goods and the driver, significantly. That's my understanding, right?
Yeah, sensors will be mounted on the truck to get a proper detection area around the truck, and the controlling unit. Our plan is to get this autonomous from the truck ready, that it's actually a mobile solution, and also helps if the, for example, energy or battery of the truck is not available. That could also helps us to prevent jamming, that potential thieves could interrupt our connections, our communication of the system. So we are obviously also focusing different challenges there, but our plan is definitely to build a sustainable solution which really helps and cannot be easily disturbed.
What came to my mind was actually a armored vehicle that is used to transport money from bank to bank when you talked about that. But I assume there are like other goods you're going to protect, like truckloads full of cars, literally, high value electronics and stuff like this. Is this true?
Yes, there are different value classes, and when it comes to really, really high values, there is already a lot of security, and so they are obviously willing to spend a lot on that security topic. In the middle range and in the lower range, there is almost nothing when it comes to security of a truck. So as our solution, hopefully, can target these segments, then we can be successful and we can really make an impact with a, in comparison, cheap solution to the value of being stolen. Just to give some numbers, so 26,000 trucks are every year in Germany impacted. And the value of the goods is about 2.2 billion euro. If you sum up the value of the goods, the production losses, and so on.
From 26,000 trucks each year in Germany, goods are stolen. That is, that's quite a lot of trucks as well as a lot of money. For everybody who'd like to learn more, there's of course down here the show notes. Just the usual question: are you guys currently looking for external investors?
Right now, we are not directly going towards investors. We are right now financed by a grant which was given by the German government, and this secures us the year. The point is also, when it comes to production of systems, and then you have to say that customers of us have, let's say, 10 to 20 or even more trailers want to be secured. When this starts, so when the product will be ready, we all also know that it can be really fast, that we definitely need external financing. So right now we are also talking to investors, and the feedback is always really important for us. But there is no current hurry in that.
Mm-hmm. I see, And everybody who'd like to learn more, go down here in the show notes. Heinz, it was a pleasure having you here. Best of luck for your program, for your project, for your algorithms to succeed, and hope to hear back from you when you guys are finished with the product and are really successful already.
Thank you very much.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.